Hello and welcome to Soul Talk with Rabbi David Aaron and Leora Mandel. Rabbi Aaron, I feel like we live in a time where we're all trying to find balance. Self-help books and self-help workshops, and even this whole concept of coaching, have really become a big thing. And I think we have so much, we have plenty, but I sense, and maybe a part of it is that I'm sensing it in my own life, but I think it's part of our environment in general, is that we're all looking to find some balance in our lives. It's like we're juggling so many different balls, and sometimes it's hard to figure out which ones that should be the priority. How do we not get overwhelmed? How do we stay focused? We have so much, but how can we be happy with everything that we have and challenges and the happiness? It's like, again, this search for balance in life is maybe what I would call it, and grounding. I guess there could be a lot of terms we can call this, but what would be the Torah approach, or when people come to you, especially as a rabbi, I'd imagine they're also, in addition to looking for spiritual guidance, it's guidance in how to live our lives in a balanced, healthy way. How can we go about that?
Well, first, thank you for the question. And what comes to my mind is a tightrope, you know, a guy walking on a tightrope, which is all about balance. And how does he do that? You know, I mean, I actually witnessed something like that when I was a teenager at a big festival in Toronto. And this guy walked way up high, very, very long journey across a wire, you know, and he made it all the way, and there was no net beneath. And so what is his secret? And I think the secret is he doesn't look down, he looks forward, and he focuses on the end goal. And I think when you start with the end in mind, you know, that's what it says in the song that we sing on Shabbat, Sof Maaseh B'Machshava Tchila, that Hashem started with the end in mind. And when a person has a clarity of the end, what's the top of their mountain, so they stay focused and they're balanced in terms of every step they take is in the direction of their goal. And I think that's their balance. And, you know, I think when a person feels out of balance, it's very possible that they just don't have clarity on where it is they are going to, and they're looking down and they're getting all scared. But you need to look forward and have that laser sharp vision of where do I want to get to?
So that's very helpful. It actually gives a lot of direction, but it makes me actually realize that I wonder how many of us really do have that end goal. I think so often we have shorter term goals, like it might be I need to do well in high school and finish, and then so I can get into college, and then I'm in college, I have to get my degree, and then I have to get my job. And within all that, maybe it would be nice to have a family. So those are all goals, but even all those goals, there is, I think you're right, we need a bigger picture end goal of what is the point of all that, because I sense that even in all that, and say just the goal of a career, a person can still get so out of balance with pursuing that career that they feel like my life just isn't in balance. My career has become the whole thing. So how do we figure out what that end goal is that all the other pieces should be fitting into place for?
Well, a person that lives by Torah and understands what that means, their goal is to serve God. And to serve God means to serve God's purposes, which is to concretize ideals. You know, everybody has, well, I don't know if everybody, but a lot of people have an ideal. Judaism doesn't say there's one ideal that you should give all your, you know, your attention to, but rather you should be an idealist and find a way to include all ideals. You know, so in our tradition, you know, for instance, love your neighbor as yourself. If a person takes that and says that's the be all and the end all and nothing else matters, that's not what Judaism says, even though we say that loving your neighbor yourself is the general principle that encompasses Judaism. But to love your neighbor as yourself, you might, in this situation, need to apply justice. To love your neighbor as yourself, maybe in this situation, you need to apply kindness or compassion or forgiveness. And but it's about what is the right way to serve, to bring the right ideal at the right time in the right place. And I mean, what Judaism claims is when a person is living a Torah life and learning the values and the vision of Judaism, they're gifted with a kind of mind that has that clarity of balance.
You know, that perspective of the big goal that all the other goals should be fitting into and the principles of serving God is actually quite helpful, because in my thought before, where I was bringing down the question of a person can be having lots of smaller goals and sometimes within those smaller goals getting lost or feeling like they're losing balance for what the bigger goal should be, but without awareness of what that bigger goal is, it's very easy to have the balance misrepresented, is that that really does answer that question. If the goal in all my smaller goals is to serve God, then I can make sure within that, you know, what get clearly which principles take priority in serving God. That could be an example where a person makes sure that making sure they do spend time with their family isn't lost in their pursuit of advancing their career, for example. I'm just trying to think of an example where sometimes, again, these balances can get disrupted if we don't have that bigger goal clearly in front of us.
I do want to clarify that when we say serving God, we're not talking in terms of serving a particular being and satisfying that being and making him happy and trying to get him on our side. When we say serving God, to be more correct, we're talking about serving God's purpose, serving God's ideals. And when you understand what those ideals are, then your life is in the direction of living a life of idealism. And so, but sometimes people think serving God means, you know, making him happy and getting him on our side. But it really, to be more correct, would be called serving God's purpose, serving God's vision, serving the ideals that God wants to see concretized in this world. And the ultimate ideal is love and wholeness. But love is a tricky thing, because a lot of people do the wrong thing in the name of love, because they think love means, you know, forgiving no matter what, requiring some kind of justice being met. When you love somebody, you also want them to earn what they just, you know, get what they deserve, because loving somebody is to give them a sense of self. So it can be a very, you know, and that's why I'm grateful that I have the guidance of Torah in my life and the guidance of Torah sages in my life.
So that in a sense, though, with this clarity about what the bigger goal should be, and if I am feeling a sense of some imbalance in my life, in a certain way, I guess I should say it's a good thing, because it's like pain is a good thing because it gives you an awareness that something needs to change or you need to take care of something or look into something. So if I'm feeling there's a sense of imbalance in my life, then I do need to take a step back and say where in my serving God's purpose and bringing concretizing the ideals I should be working towards, there's something off here. Because if things were in balance, I wouldn't be feeling the way I'm feeling. And if they're not, then it's time to sort of do an accounting of what's going on in my life and how can I realign myself to be more serving God's purpose.
Right. And that's an important point. You know, you get in your car and this red light flashes on your dashboard and you realize that I'm low on oil. You say, you know what? I'm just going to get rid of that light because it's annoying me. No, the indicator is telling you there's something wrong and you have to take care of it. If you disregard it or dissemble it, you know, disable it, then you're making a mistake. So too within ourselves, if something's feeling off, then I have to figure out or talk to somebody what's going on over here. You know, for instance, a person could be learning Torah all day long and convince themselves that they're serving God, but they're actually neglecting their spouse and neglecting their children, and that's not right. And so it can be very tricky, and sometimes the person themselves is not aware of their imbalances. And so I think part of it is to ask people you're close to and ask, is there something in me that you think I could kind of add here and kind of take off there to get more whole and more harmonized and more balanced?
It's a very important point of asking someone on the outside, because I think sometimes we're so in our lives, we can't fully see the way it's really perspective. I'm inside myself. So it's sort of, I'm thinking about walking on that tightrope again. I'm experiencing what I'm experiencing, but someone who's watching what I'm doing is having a whole different perspective of what's going on in my life than me who's going through my life inside my life.
Right. You know, the Talmud, the Torah actually describes a forbidden relationship of a man with his sister and describes it as an act of kindness, which is really shocking that the Torah would use a word like chesed, kindness, to describe a terrible sin. And one of the ideas that the Torah is communicating is kindness isn't necessarily always a good attribute because it's being used in the wrong way. So the interesting thing about the Hebrew word for attributes is midah, which also means measure. And it's what it's telling you is what makes an attribute a good attribute is the measure, the dose, so to speak, how much. And too much kindness is not a good thing. Not enough kindness is not a good thing. But a person from too much kindness could do the wrong thing. In fact, a person who's kind to the cruel, our sages tell us, will end up being cruel to those who are kind. And so it's a really tricky thing that, you know, and a good attribute, what's good about it is the right proportion and that it's being applied in it with the right amount. And too much is not good. Too little is not good. And we are taught, don't be too wise. You would think, what do you mean? Wisdom is a beautiful thing. No, sometimes you're being too wise. It's something that a person does need to take a kind of a inner accounting. Am I too much or is it too little? Am I going too fast or am I going too slow? At least ask the questions that balance requires to be asked.
No, it's such an important thing to constantly be checking in with ourselves, because exactly as you're talking about that, it's about the right measure. I'm realizing that sometimes the right measure might be different from day to day. Think of an example. Sometimes that definitely there's a time to go out and help other people, but there's also about doing kindness for your own family. And I feel like there could be one day where I'm asked to do someone a favor and the right thing is to help them out, even if that means I might be step away from my family for a little while. But another day, it might be the wrong thing to say, yes, I'll help you out because now I'm leaving my family and they really need my help right now. Meaning even that same action, the right measure of it might differ from day to day, hour to hour, depending on a lot of different factors that are going on in our lives.
Well, that's one of the amazing things about the story about Abraham. When Abraham is informed that God intends to destroy this wicked city, Sodom, Abraham prays and advocates and challenges God and tries to convince him, so to speak, otherwise. But when God asks Abraham to sacrifice his son, he says nothing. And you would think, wait a second, you're praying to save the lives of people that are the antithesis of your beliefs, and you don't pray for the life of your own son? And that's an incredible sign of balance that somehow in his inner knowing, Abraham knew that in this case, the right approach is to try and defend the city. And in this case, the right approach is to surrender completely to God and not challenge God. That's a person of balance. You're right. It's very important that not every answer is the right answer in every situation. There could be a nuance in the situation where, no, that's not the balanced thing to do.
So my challenge is that sometimes I think we naturally base our decisions of, is this the right time for something or the right way to go about something or the right balance if it feels good. And if it doesn't feel good, then sometimes we do have to listen to that. As I was saying before, we have to be in touch with ourselves when something feels off. We have to evaluate. But there's also an aspect of not every, meaning there's another side of this where we can't only base what's right and wrong in any given situation based on our feelings. Sometimes there's also separate yourself from your feelings and make a judgment. Is this the right thing to do in this situation? Because some things, as we all know, it's the right thing and it doesn't feel good. So figuring that out, not just listening to when something feels right, but also understanding it may not feel good, but it's still the right thing to do right now. It's tricky.
Yeah, it's very tricky. I remember my wife and I, we decided that we wanted to eat healthy. And we turned to this fellow that was a macrobiotic and he sold us on macrobiotics and he got us on this diet for a whole month, eating grains and chewing and chewing and whole grains. And, you know, and we felt really quite good after that month. And after completing a month of this healthy diet, we decided to go celebrate and go to an Italian restaurant. And we bought ourselves pizza and pasta and drank Coke and, you know, and, you know, that's okay. You know, celebrate. Well, the next day we got so sick. I mean, incredibly sick. So I called up this guy and said, you know, your diet is making us sick. He said, what do you mean? He said, well, you know, after a month of your diet, I go to an Italian restaurant and I enjoy my meal and I just get incredibly sick from it. He says, no, you don't understand. This is a sign that you're healthy. See, before you could down a bunch of junk and eat all the junk food you want and your body wouldn't respond. That was a sign of an unhealthy body. Now that your body is healthy, it absolutely refuses to allow you to just put junk inside your body. And so going back to, you know, what feels good is not always a barometer of what actually is good.
Hmm. That's very, very, very true. So that's exactly, I think sometimes too, is that on the one hand, again, keep trying to process this in my mind. On the one hand, sometimes we have to tune into this doesn't feel good, but even that we have to question, is this a, it doesn't feel good and it's wrong, or this doesn't feel good, but I still have to continue with it because it's the, this is what will lead me to balance in life. And maybe that's, again, where you said earlier, I'm thinking that we have to sometimes consult with somebody outside of ourselves who understands our situation that can guide us when, which feeling is the sign that this is something that needs to be revised or that this is a challenge, but this is how you're going to grow.
Yeah. You know, sometimes when I speak to people who are in their journey, returning to Judaism, I sometimes feel they're going a little too fast. And what concerns me is, you know, yeah, it would be great if they embrace all of Judaism. That would be wonderful. But the truth is, if they do it too much, too fast, they're going to at some point crack and they're going to crash. And then they're going to actually go much further backwards than they even started. And that's hard for people. And one of my teachers said, you know, imagine you're not well, you go to a doctor, he prescribes for you medication. So you go home and you down the whole bottle, you know, all the pills. Like, no, you're supposed to take one a day. Yeah, but this is medicine. You're right. And even medicine has to be just the right amount, the right time, with the right pacing. And so, you know, it is a tricky question. And I think often we might not be so equipped to identify if we're, you know, balanced or not. And that's why it's great to have friends or a mentor or a therapist that you can kind of talk and ask, is this balance? Am I too much or am I too little? Is it too fast or is it too slow? You know, and am I biting off more than, you know, than I can chew? You know, I think it's very funny. You know, sometimes I watch my grandchildren and they're eating and they just keep putting more and more in their mouth and you see their cheek, you know, inflating, and then they can't swallow it because it just, they so much enjoy their food, but they're not able to really swallow it. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes we have that bit of a childish, immature impatience to us that we want to get somewhere fast. And so much of life is about balance. It's so much about knowing what time it is. And sometimes it's a time to be sad. And if it's time to be sad, don't try and make yourself happy because it's time to validate your sadness. Because if you don't validate your sadness, it'll turn into depression. And sometimes it's a time to be happy. And, you know, and balance has to do with giving time to things in their right time.
That's a very powerful message. It's the right time. It's the right measure. And it's with the right goals, as you were sharing earlier about the real importance of understanding what's the bigger goal. And as much as it's complicated, I feel like you've actually given us a tremendous amount of clarity about how to go about achieving balance in life with that big picture of the goal, serving God's purpose, concrete ideals, living with them in the purpose. And then again, really examining and recognizing certain things in my life. It's not that they're wrong. It's not that they're bad, but are they in the proper measure? Is this the right time? So there's really, really helpful tips and tools to how to live our lives with more balance. I want to thank you all for joining us. Soul Talk, Rabbi David Aaron and Leora Mandel.